Yeah, good morning, Dan. How are you going on, mate?
Very well. Thank you very much for your time. I'm in the substitute's vest for Brittany, who's on a week's leave. So I'm trying not to put you under too much pressure, mate. I mean,
No, that's all right. All right. Tell me I've got a good head for radio. So.
Well, you and me both. Recently, you were at AgroTrend promoting policing. How did that go? And did you sign up any new recruits?
Yeah, no. With AgroTrend, obviously, a lot of the farming community was out there. So there was actually a lot of questions about firearm safety and applications and transferring of weapons and licences and that sort of thing. But... yeah, the recruits, we didn't have anyone actually come out and inquire, but lots of mums and dads inquiring for their children, so which was a bit funny. Maybe they want their child to have a stable job later on.
Can you just imagine that conversation, you know, around the dinner table, mum and dad sitting there going, oh, well, you know, we've been thinking about your future and we think you should be doing this.
That's right. Yeah, I think whoever it was has put the idea in mum and dad's head, though. So, but anyone out there who wants to thinking about joining, or just even wants to have a look, just wants to inquire, there's a phone number 1300 be a cop, which is 1300 232267, or recruiting at police.queensland.gov.au, just for anyone interested out there.
Who knows, there might be someone listening this morning on the Big Brekkie thinking, hey, I wouldn't mind a career change. So there you go. What was the number again?
That's right. 1300-BE-A-COP. So it's 1300-232267.
Senior Constable David Ditzman joins us from Bundaberg Police. 40 years of service for Detective Senior Sergeant Leanne Cheeseman. Announces her retirement, dedicated to the force for sure. What would she like to work with?
Yeah, well, I worked with Leanne in the early 90s, so in mobile patrols in Brisbane. But, yeah, great operator. A lot of the younger people looked up to her, so she's a very knowledgeable lady. So it's a problem when people go on to retire, we lose that wisdom. So
definitely that dedication knowledge to the force. 40 years, I mean, enjoy retirement.
No, that's right. And, like, you know, people don't realise that, you know, 40 years, that's 40 years of working weekends, and obviously not every weekend, and public holidays, and when your friends are at home, you're at work, and vice versa. So it is a big sacrifice.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you very much for your service there, Leanne. And just finally, David, Easter this weekend, it snuck up on a lot of us. Well, it did for me. Obviously, police will be out in force because there'll be a lot of people travelling, especially this last week of the school holidays. I guess maybe just an Easter message from you and your members.
Yeah, well, there's everyone's going to be going to Nana's on the weekend, or their friends. So, other than the Fatal Five, we all should be aware about the Fatal Five now, but when we're driving on the road, you're going to have to expect delays and long lines of traffic. So just be patient with one another.
Yep.
Say a couple of Hail Marys or whatever you like to do. Just use common sense. But in the Bundaberg area in particular, I'd just like to remind everyone about our lovely beaches, our four-wheel drive beaches and that sort of thing, that especially at Moore Park and up at Yandarin Way and Kincuna, that the road rules apply on the beach. So, you know, your driver's licence, registration, drink and drug driving, that all applies on the beach. So you just can't go down there and just cut loose and do whatever you want to do, so, because it'll wreck everyone's holiday if something happens bad. So we all just want to get to where we're going and see our loved ones and our friends safely. So,
well said, well said. Senior Constable David Ditzman, really do appreciate your time.
All right, Dan, the man. Thanks very much, old mate.